only atakone shlo yei kol echad oilech v'toikiv talishe shal chaveirei v'aimer shalihu. Chazal were afraid, this is a very, it's a big nisoyin. Someone passes by, he sees a talis, he picks up a talis, another one will see him, it's all happened away, he didn't pay money for it, he just picked up the talis. So Chazal made a takonish, shlei kol echad oilech v'toikiv talishe shal chaveirei v'aimer shalihu. Chazal were afraid of Toikven. If two Eidim say they both picked it up together, so Chazal's chash is not negay anymore. That means it's not his chiyuv to be mevarer. Bezin is a sofik. Maybe one chapter away. If two Eidim tell Bezin, listen, there was no chetifa over here, both picked it up together, so Bezin is satisfied already. Even though lefi divrei kol echot ve'echot de'shakronim, that's irrelevant. They don't have to be mevarer to Bezdin. Bezdin has to have a birur that was no chatife, and that Bezdin hears from these two Edim. So that is why, even though the Edim are saying not what both of them are saying, but there's no necessity to swear. Let us see Rashi. Shnayim oichsim betalis. Rashi says, Davka oichsim the shneim muzokim bo, ve'ein loze koyach bo yoiser mize. Now, the Shita Mekabet says, so first of all, Rashi says, it's speaking about the both of them are holding the talis, and both of them are muzik in the talis, and that is the reason that we say chilkim. Ve'ein loze koyach bo yoiser mize. So, the Shita Mekabetzes wants to say that Rashi is saying as follows. Let us say, for example, we have a talis, and Reuven has in his hand, let us say, half the talis. He's holding half the talis in his hand. Shimon is holding the talis by the fringes. So that means that so the chelik that Reuven is holding, Shimon has no achiza whatsoever. This is in Reuven's hand. Then the din will not be that it will be chelkim. Whatever is in Reuven's hand is command the posik domi. That's considered he's holding it alone. And the rest of the talis, they're holding b'shutfe. So in the Gemara says it is speaking about the Ixim Bikar Kashte, that means both of them are holding the talus by the fringes of the talus. So there, both of them are Shneim Bukzokim Bishavet. That means they're both holding the complete talus. Ve'ein lo zeh koyach bo yoiser mizeh. Napshat is that one is holding, let's say, half a talus, and the other is holding it by the fringes. She'ilu hoiso b'yadecho levadoi ha'v'idach meitzi mechaveri v'olob lo v'irai v'edem she'ishaloi v'ineinemon zelitel v'shvur. That means if one would be holding half the talus, and the other, that's mamish in his hand, and the other is only oiches b'karkashta, that means he's only holding the talus by the fringes, so the one who is holding the talus in his hands, he's called a muzik in the talis, the other is called a moitzi mechaveiro. It's not shnei a muzlokim. He's a muzik, and the other is a moitzi mechaveiro, and he has to bring a raya ba'idim ba'ininem and zalita u'bishvur. So Rashi is saying that the Mishnah is speaking about davke, that both of them are oichsim v'karkashte, both of them are holding the talis by the fringes. So there is shnei and muzokim, but both are muzik in the whole talis. Zeim mekula shali, bigmor meforish, amaiton etarti. That means the Mishnah is repetitious. First he says, ani mitzosio. Then he says, kula shali. So, this is the same thing, in different lashaynas. Ze yishava meforish bigmor eshvu ezu lama. She'ein lo'i bo'pochis mechetzio, that at least half of the talus is his, b'gmor meforish amaitikun ki hai lishne ba'ach shvur. It's a very interesting lotion. I mean, he's timing Kula Shali, he swears that, that at least half is his. Vize oima chetsia shali. Moidahu shachatzi shal chaveira. His moida half belongs to the chava. Ve'in donin ela ala chetsia. So the whole din toir is only on the other half. On one half there's no shayla whatsoever. Hilkach ze oima kula shali yishova kemishpatarishin. Ma shein donin olov nishvoim. Shneim shein l'chol echad v'ipoches mechetzia, v'neitol kol echad chetzia. That means, if zeh oima chetzia sholi, so it comes out that on half the talus there's no dion whatsoever, there's no suffix whatsoever. The whole din teire is only on half the talus, so on half the talus, we say chelkim, and each one gets a quarter. Hoyu shnayim roichmim. So Rashi is going now on the second bove. Oy shoya echad roichev ve echad manik. Lashminin also the rochu hu manik shnayim shovim liknais behema mina hefka. Now, there, let us just say two Eifanim to understand Rashi. Let us be magdim a little bit. L'chayre, this is a difficult Rashi. What is the difficulty in Rashi? Because later, the Gemara clears a shaila. Gemara clears a shaila if one was, our Mishnah is speaking about a din Torah. That means they're coming to Bezin, and the way they're coming to Bezin, one is riding on the Behemah, one is guiding the Behemah, each one says, Kula Shali, he chapped it away. Fine. So there's a din Torah between both of them. Each one says, Kula Shali, and he is, one is a muzik in the behemoth through riding the behemoth. The other is a muzik in the behemoth through being manic the behemoth. And we don't know who's telling the truth. We don't know. So there's the din of chelkim like shnaim oichsim betalis. Now, what would be in the case that there's no difference of opinion. There's no machloikis. There's two people that see a hefke dike behime, and they both say, I'm gonna make a kinyan on it, you make a kinyan on it. And one makes a kinyan rochu, and one makes a kinyan manik. There's a shail in the Gemara further, could be, they both made it for basachas. There's a shail in the Gemara, could be one kinyan is stronger than the other kinyan. And could be the rochav will be koinit. Could be the manig will be koinit. There's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara is a shaila. What'll be the din of echad rochav echad manig? And Taisim says the kasha, so we have a Mishnah. The Gemara does not bring down the Mishnah in the shaila. And the reason the Gemara does not bring down our Mishnah is because our Mishnah is speaking about one case, and the Shail of the Gemara is speaking about another case. Our Mishnah is speaking about that each one time is, I found it first, and I started writing it, and he grabbed it away. So by us, the Dion is, who has a Torah's Murzik in the Behemoth? So the Mishnah says, Echad Rochov, Echad Manik, both of them are Muxokin. If we will have a scenario that both of them want to be kind of the Behemah and both will make different Kinyonim, or will have a Shaila, which is one Kinyon stronger than the other Kinyon, could very well be that one Kinyon is stronger than the other Kinyon. So therefore, Taismith says, the Gemara, when the Gemara clears the Shaila, the Gemara cannot bring a Raya from our Mishnah. And Taisvah says, because since Manig is a Maise Kinyan, and since Rochov is a Maise Kinyan, so even though if they will come together, could be one overweighs the other, but here this, to make them Shneya Murzokim, since both are a Maise Kinyan, so both have a Teiris Murzokim. So here we have a problem in Rashi. Rashi says, Lashminen also, the Rochuv Umanik Shneim Shovim Liknes Behema Mina Hefke. Would seem from Rashi that Rashi is coming to tell us that both are equal. That's a problem in Rashi. So, while to avoid problems, others want to say Pshat in Rashi, Shneim Shovim does not mean both together. Each one is a Maise Kinyan. So therefore there's a din of Shneim Muchzokim. Not that Rashi means to tell us that if both made a Maise Kinyan together, they're also equal. Bizman Shein Moidim Bigmorem Beforish. So this Lachayre, this is a very modern Mishnah over here. Two people pick up a talus together. And they say they picked it up together. And they're moida, they picked it up together. So you have two honest people. They come to Bezen. They tell Bezen we picked up together. And then the Bezen says, you know, it belongs to both of you. I mean, what is the Mishnah telling us? Here you have two honest people. And they say exactly what happened. So what is the chiddush of this mother? It's chulkin beloy shvuah, but pesaitzach it's chulkin. Bigmorim meforish the Bahai Ashminam, the Matbiyam Mitzil Chaveiroi Kona Chaveiroi. And let us just mention a little bit to understand what Rashi is saying over here. In the Kinyan of Hagbor, there's a Kinyan of Hagbor. The Kinyan of Hagbor is made, if let's say one has a talus or a chayfet, and one completely picks up the talus from the ground, let's say three tvachim, so that's cool. That's kinyan hagbor. He picked up the whole talus, so he's kind of the talus. What is the halacha if you have a talus? If half of the talus, if a long talus, he can't pick up the whole talus. He picks up, he's holding it by the edges, by the fringes, and he picks up half the talus. The other half is on the floor, and one half he's picking up. He didn't pick up the whole talus. So the halach is he wasn't doing anything. That's not hagbor. Kinyan hagbor means he picked up the whole chayfetz from the ground. It's mugbe mikoichoi. That's kinyan hagbor. But if a chelik of the chelit, of the chavis was not picked up through him, so he didn't make, that's not considered hagbor at all. She's not going anything. That's not called hagbor. When two people pick up a talus, we have a tremendous problem over here. Because Reuven did not pick up the whole talus, because a chelik of the talus is biyodei shel Shimon. Shimon did not pick up the whole talus because the chelik of the talus is biyodei shel Reuven. So there'd be a svara to say if both picked up the talus, none of them should be koinah. Because no one made a complete agbo on the talus. The complete talus was not mugbe by any of them. What is biyodei shel Reuven is kemunach agabi karka legabi Shimon. What is biyodei shel Shimon is kemunach agabi karka legabi Reuven. That is, so the Gemara says that how does it work? That Reuven, when he makes the Agbor, he wants that his Agbor should also help for Shimon. And Shimon's Agbor should help for Reuven. And that's the whole sugya from Magbiyah, Metzilah, Chaveir, Kon, Chaveir. If he can do such a thing, if he can't do such a thing, that's the whole sugya that Bezer Hashem will get to there, will understand the Oimek Advarim. So that's what Rashi says. That's the Chiddush. The Mishnah Tongue is a Merdeka Chiddush. Vigmorim Eforish, the Baha'i Hashminen, the Amir Mitzil HaChaveiroi, Kona HaChaveiroi, that Be'emesin, since no one picked up the complete talus, So really did be a svara to say that no one should be kaine. So the Mishnah is telling us that no, we say that Dagbah of Reuven helps for Shimon, Dagbah of Shimon helps for Reuven. Zok Taisvitz. Shnayim oichzim betalas. Now Taisvitz has a problem. How does Shnayim oichzim come after Agoizel Amachol? And Taisvitz will see Taisvitz, there has to be a Seder in the Seder HaMesechtes, why one Mesechta comes after the other. So Taisa says, Aidi da Airi ba Goizel Basre Machloikis Nesoiris Nagar O Balabais. Diktoni bematzot are elu shaloi, ubekashel are elu shal balabais. Toni hochenami dine chalukes. Now, let's just understand what Taisa is saying. The end of a Goizel Machel speaks about such a case. A person hired a carpenter to make something for him. And in the process of making, there are wood shavings, there are wood chips that are left over when the Naga made for the Baal HaBayis, there's wood chips. The Shaila is, who these chips belong to? Who do these shavings belong to? Does it belong to the carpenter? Does it belong to the balabos? They didn't speak anything about it before he was hired. After he's hired, now we come with this Ashayla. So the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says that there are chips and shavings that are made from a matzod, which is a type of a plane. These are thin chips, thin shavings. There's a mutual understanding that this belongs to the carpenter. And that's understood. Kashel are thicker chips, and this is understood that the balabos gets them. That means, so even though there was no contract written that stated what happens with the shavings in the psoilus after the carpenter finishes his work, Al Kapanim, the Mishnah tells us, this is the Chalukya. This is a non-sadi, a mutual understanding that the chips, this is how these chips and shavings are divided. The thinner shavings belong to the Nago. The thicker shavings belong to the Balabos. So Bobakame ended in Hilchis Chalukya. How do you divide the shavings that a carpenter made on the keli? So that's the end of Baba Kama, which speaks about Hilchis Chalukya. So now, Shnayim Oichzim falls in place. So now we're speaking about another Shaila of Hilchis Chalukya. You have two people holding a talis. I'm a Nimitzasiyah, but I'm a Nimitzasiyah. So here is also Hilchis Chalukya. So that is why when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Mesada, the Mesechtes, that's why Shnayim Oichzim comes after Agoizel Lamach. That's what Taisvus says. Now Taisvus asks, Va'af al gav, the betray Mesechte ein seder lemishne. Taisvus says, listen, I don't have to say a shtik teure. There's a klal that by two Mesechtes there's no seder. In one Mesechte there's this ten prokim, so it is a cheshbon, why one perek comes after the other, there's a seder. But in trei mesechtes, there's no seder. The ikem man de yoma kulan de zikin lav choda mesechtu. There's a man de yoma that said the three bovis are three different mesechtes. So Mamela Sotoisvis is asking on himself, so what they have to say a shtik teure, why Bob Metzia comes, Vaishnaim Oichsam comes right after Agoizel Lamacho. These are two Mesechtes. There's a man, your mother says Bob Metzia is a different Mesechte. And we have a klal that by two Mesechtes ain't Seder LeMishneh. So why do I have to give reasons? So Taisvah says, there are two different inyan. Hani mili linye machlekes va'acha kach stam. Rafi sherebi lo yoloimit kiseida ala kamei shahoyu chafeitzim atalmidim. Avu kshechibrom ala seida chibrom v'tzorich b'chol mesechte tam loma nishnis acha shalofonel. So before, let us just explain what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying like this. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Mesadar Shas. And if Rabbeinu HaKodesh made that Shnaim Oichsim should come after Agoizel Machu, the Zicher HaSeder Rabbeinu HaKodesh is Mesadar the Mishnayis, it was Mesadar that Bob Metziah comes right after Bob HaKamah. And therefore, when Mitzvah comes after Bava Kama, we have to understand why did Rabbeinu HaKodesh make the Bava Mitzvah should come right after Bava Kama? What is the connection? So Taisvus, that is a problem. And therefore, Taisvus addressed the problem, Taisvus says, because Saif HaGoyiz Lamachal speaking about Dinei Chalukah, he was speaking about Dinei Chalukah. That's how one comes after the other. Aye, there's a cloud. Says that's true. That is not speaking about the Seder of how Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Mesada the Mishnayis. That's speaking about the Seder, how in the yeshiva they learned the Mesechtes. Now, in the yeshiva, Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a yeshiva, and we're all Chachmei Adoyer learned in that, the Gedolei Adoyer learned in that yeshiva. Now, when The Seder Halimud was not necessarily the way Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Mesada the Mishnah. The Seder Halimud was what the Talmidim wanted to learn. Let's say they wanted to learn Bava Metziah before Bava Kama. No, you want to learn Bava Metziah before Bava Kama. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was obliging. That's what the Yeshiva wanted to learn. They learned Bava Metziah before Bava Kama. Fine, they learned Bava Metziah. Now, they learned Bava Metziah. Now they're going to learn Bava Kama. Now, many times we have, in two Mesechtes, we have a similar machlokes. And it could be in one Mesechta, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was brought down as a machlokes in this and this inyan. And the other Mesechta, he doesn't bring down the machlokes. He says them like one man the yomah. Now, we have to know how the Seder Halimud was in the yeshiva. That means if in Shnas Tovshin Samach Zayin, the Mesechta Bob Metziah was learned, in Tovshin Samach Ches, Mesechta's Bob Kama was learned. And when they learned in Tovshin Samach Ches, Mesechta's Bob Kama, they came to this Machloikis Tanoim, which we have in Bob Metziah, and there, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was soisim like one man the yama. So what is pshat? So it means that when they went through the sugya again, they were machia. Now loche is like this man the yama, because this was learned tovshin samaches. So if I have a stam in Bava Kama, in a machlokes in Bava Metziah, so if I would have known but the Seder Halimud is, so I would really know it's a machlokes v'achakach stam, because they first learned Bava Metziah, then they learned Bava Kama. So it's a machlokes v'achakach stam, and we paskin like the stam. Since we have no inkling how they learned the Mesechtes in the yeshivas, so if I have a stam in Bava Kama, and a machlokes in Bava Metziah, so I don't know what the chol was. Could be they learned Bava Kama first, and so when they learned Bava Kama, they held, we have to be soisim like this man the yama. When they learned Bava Metziah, they decided, no, it's not so partial. So it's tam v'achakach machlokes, or maybe it's machlokes v'achakach tam. So the concept of a seder l'mishnah was said on this inyan of tam v'achakach machlokes, I can never know if that means in the same Mesechta, they zicha learned the whole Mesechta Keseda. So if you have a machloikis in the first perik, and a stam in the fifth perik, I know they were machia like the stam. That's in the b'chod Mesechta. Betrei Mesechta ain't seder le mishnah. I don't know the Seder, which Masechta was learned first. That's what Tosfos says. So, Memeila Hani, Milin Yimachlikas Vacha Kachstam, there is a Klal of Yisherebi Lehoyoloi Mitke Seder. Elekamayisho Yuchaf Eitzim Atalmidim. So, Memeila, so therefore, there's a Klal, there's a concept in Seder Le Mishnah. Avokshechibro, but the Etzim Chibro HaMesecht is Ala Seder Chibro. Yizicher Rabbeinu Kodesh Zicher had a Seder. How to line up the mesechtes? V'tzorech b'chol mesechta tam lama nishnes acher sholofaner. K'dedayik pereish mesechta shvuis mechdei tana mimakes kesolik v'chein besayt. Now, the next two Tosfos, I'd like to mention just one nekuda. These two Tosfos are very, very Lomdisha Taisvasin and Tifa Taisvasin, and we'll just touch the tip of the iceberg, just a little to understand the Oymek Advar, but there's much more than what we'll be learning. V'yachloikum. So now, Taisvas has a problem. Taima. The Maishna Mahida Alve, the Oma called the Olam Gova Perik Cheskas Abad. Now, Tosfos has a tremendous problem. We have to understand, Shnayim Oichsim Betalas, two people are holding a talas. Zayma Animitzas here, Zayma Animitzas here. Could be both are telling the truth, could be both of them are liars. Could be one is telling the truth. I don't. Besdin doesn't know. And we're not paskening up Piruach HaKodesh. We're before Mashiach who's done up Piruach HaKodesh. So we are Dam. We have a Sophic. And there's Vaistois, there's Oifanim, how to pasken when there's a Sophic. So in our Mishnah it says, here we have Shaim Oichsim Betalas, so it says, Yachloiku. So it could very be Pshat, Yachloiku. Could be I'm not doing too wrong, because Al Kaponim could be, I feel if one is a liar, Al Kaponim Demis is getting care. Maybe half belongs to both of them. Could be Yachloiku is Anhoge Mikoyach Sof. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra by an Arbe, by a ship. There was a ship floating in the water. Two people come to Bezin, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben says, it's my ship. Shimon says, it's my ship. What does Bezin do? There is a psak called Olam Gova. Whoever is stronger can take it. Bezin. Agavuch, just let's mention, there's two mahalchim and called the Olam Gova. One mahalach called the Olam Gova is, Bezin doesn't know anything. So I can't paskin over it. Whoever takes it will take it. Bezin is misalik themselves. Bezin has no inkling, no clue who it belongs to. So Bezin is misalik themselves. So whoever takes it will take it, or will be a muzik, will take it. I can't do anything. Bezin will not mingle in such a shaila since Bezin doesn't know who it belongs to. That's one svara of Kol Dolam Gova. Kol Dolam Gova is a silo. There's another svara, Kol Dolam Gova, it's a biru. That means Bezin says not the one who will bring more rayas or will be stronger. That could be, that will be, some of the real Bailam will be more Maisa Nefesh to get it than the other one. Some of them wants to, he wants a time that's his, but some of the real Bailam will use more Kaiches to acquire it than, so it could be called Olam Gova as a Shtikul Bir. Al Koponim. Here we have Adin Shnaim Oichsim Betalas. Here the Paskin. Achloiko, finished, we divided talis. There, we say, Kol Dolam Gova. So this is a problem. this problem Tosis wants to address. V'yeshloima, so Tosis answers, the oich is in shot. There we're speaking about the ship is in the water. No one's holding the ship. Here we're speaking about that both of them are holding the talus. So we both are holding the talus by the fringes. The choshev kilu kol echad yeshlo bevadai achatzi. Here we assume that anan sadi, that what each one is holding is that each one possesses a hair. And Nansadi, the Maida Tophis, I, the day. Now, which means as follows. Be'emison, each one isn't holding half. Each one is holding the whole talus, theoretically. They're holding it by the fringe. Each one is holding the whole talus. So Tosfos says like this. Anansadi, Maida Tophis, I, the day. That means Reuben is holding the talus. I have to assume that it's Reuben's talus. Shimon is holding the talus. I have to assume that it's Shimon's talus. Now, I have two assumptions. Now, I don't have to say that one assumption is astira to the second assumption. I can say that both are right. Reuben is holding the talus. It's Reuben's. Reuben's holding the talus. Reuben's holding a talus, some stomach is talus. Shimon is holding the talus, some stomach Shimon's talus. And both are true. So what is that? It's their talus. So half belongs to Reuben, half belongs to Shimon. So that means over here I have a clear cut. Here I'm not stamazoi making pshoris. That's the lashon of Tosfos. The oich sin shani, if two people are holding a talus, the choshev ki'ilu kol echad yesh bo bevada yachatzi. I have to assume that half zichah belongs to each one. By half, the anan sadi, the mind, the top is haidi dayu. That I have to assume anan sadi. If a person is holding something, I have to assume that it's his. So Memela, I have to assume it's Reuven's, I have to assume that it's Shimon's, I have to assume that it's both of theirs. So Memela, here I have a Echocha, that it's both of theirs. I say, Cholkim b'teiras vadai. That a suffix. Because that's what I see. Reuven's a muzik in the talus, Shimon's a muzik in the talus, so I say belongs to both of them. Fine. Now, Tosfos just told us a mahalach, how to understand the chilkim of Shnayim Pichot. Now, with this mahalach, Tosfos is going to get into a lot of problems. And Tosfos is going to mention the problems and to answer the problems. So let us go slowly to figure out what Tosfos is asking and what Tosfos is answering. V'chein b'mona shlishi d'medame b'gmore l'talas, choshe v'ahusha nitka Tosfos b'cheska shneim, kilo heim atzma m'chzokim bo. Now, Tosfos just got into very hot water. Tosfos said, the din chalukya is because shtem oifzim, Anan Sadi, that if two people holding a talus, I have to say it's theirs. So Mamela, well, half is Reuben's, half is Shimon. There's a Gemara and Daf Gimel. The Gemara and Daf Gimel speaks about such a Shaila. The Gemara speaks about that there was a Nifkat, that there was Reuben and Shimon gave over this Nifkat 300 zuz. One of them gave a money from the other, and so we have this case that one gave Mosaim, one gave a money. And now they come to him,
And each one comes over to the Nifkad and says, give me back the Messiah. And the Nifkad can't remember which one gave him the Messiah, which one gave him the mono, and he gave him the Messiah. She has a problem. So the Gemara says the din is Yehi Munach. We give back one Amone, the other one Amone. The third Amone, we'll wait till Yonavi, we'll wait till Yemunach. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, why didn't you say Yachloiku? Just like the Mishnah, let's say Yachloiku. So now Tosfos got into hot water. I just said a yesod that the whole din of Yachloiku is dafke by Shnayim Oichsim. Both are holding it. So there I say, Anansadi, Maidatov is Haidi Day, Maidatov is Haidi Day, so Mamela, both of them are holding the talus. I say it's both of theirs. Here the Nifkat, here no one is holding this third mana. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the comparison? So Tosfos just got into hot water. If the Din Chalukya is based upon the concept of Shnayim Oichzim, the Maida Tovis Haidi Dei, Maida Tovis Adavadi, I say that it's both of this, so what's the kasha? That's the problem. This is a tremendous problem. V'chein b'mone shlishi, the medame b'gmore letalas, choshiv ahu sha'nifka toifes b'cheska shneim kilom heim atzmom muchzokim bo. So first of all, Tosfos says that, the nifkat is holding it for both of them. He's holding it for both of them. So it's just like both of them are holding it. Fine. So, Kan Shayla Ben, Achubi, the Nifkat is holding it for the one who gave it to him. One gave him Messiah, so he's holding the Messiah for that one. Now he doesn't remember which one gave him the Messiah. But what is Pshat? The Nifkat is holding it for both of them. He's not holding it for both of them. So that's one problem. But Tosfos found for the kasha. He's holding it for both of them, so just like both of them are holding it, so maybe that's why the Gemara is the kasha. But what is Pshat and Tosfos? So the Achronim say that there it is speaking about a krach echot. What does it mean, a krach echot? A krach echot means as follows. That means if you have two people and one doesn't trust the other, and they're going over to a person, to a nifkat, to watch something for them. So one has his bundle of $100, the other one has a bundle of $200. That's two kriches. They go and, you watch it for me. Right? That's, so the nifkat is holding one bundle for one, the other bundle for another. Here it's speaking about that it's a krach echad. That means they gave them, we have $300 in this krach, and we trust one another. But you should know, 200 is mine, and 100 is mine. That's what he was informed. So since it was given over b'krach echad, in seemingly they trusted one the other. Here, watch it for us. In other words, so then there is a concept to say, so that's not his headache. They gave him one bundle. Here's return back. They gave him one bundle. It wasn't Reuben gave something and Shimon gave something. Reuben and Shimon gave him one bundle to hold. And they got told. Reuben, the one said that the Messiah is mine, and the other said that the month is mine. But they gave him one bundle to hold. So when you saw it, he's holding the bundle for both of them. Who's gonna take the Messiah? Who's gonna take the Buddha? That's their cheshbon. That's not his headache. That's it. They trust one another, giving him one bundle. So memele by a krach echot, since they trusted one another and they gave him one bundle, there's a concept to say That's name of Zokin boy. It's like I'm holding it for both of you. You gave me this bundle, I'm holding it for both of you. That's l'chayra what Tosfos is saying. V'chayim b'mone shlishi d'medame b'gmore l'talas choshev ahu shehanivka Tosfos b'cheska shneim. The nifkat is holding this bundle for both of them. Kiloim atzma b'chzokim boy. You gave me a bundle, I'm going to return the bundle. That's my headache. You trust one another, so you'll divide it between yourself. So it's considered I'm holding it for both of you. So memeila. So the Gemara held this shnei muchzokim, because he's holding it for them. And they gave him one bundle, so he's holding 300 for both of them. So it's considered shnei muchzokim the 300. L'kach mishani. So there, the Gemara answered. So this was a kasha. Da'osam vaday dechad minayu veina chaluki yechayla liyisemes u'makach yemuna. The Gemara says, but there's a difference. That means, by shnaim oyitzim betalas, both are holding it. So adanan sadi, so I say it's both of theirs. It could be true. It could be both of theirs. So memele, so I say the chalukya is that Bezen assumes from what Bezen sees, it's taka both of theirs. It's Reuven's and it's Shimon's and it's both of theirs. Masha Enke, we know clearly taka one trusted the other, that's for sure. But and it wasn't the Nifkat's headache to remember who had the Messiah and who had the mother. But this is zikha true that one possessed a Messiah and one possessed a money. So we cannot say that there's a din chaluke, the choshev kiul kolach yesh lo bevada yachatzi dan ansadi, the maida tov is haidi day. Here the din chaluke is b'teiris vadai. I assume that it's theirs, it's Reuven's and Shimon's. And it's possible it's both of theirs. Here it's zikha, not both of theirs. Afilu, he's holding it for both of them, but that zikha, that one possesses Mosaim, one possesses Amone. So that's what the Gemara says, that's Eina Chaluki Yechayli Yisemis. It can't be. It's not, 150 doesn't belong to each one. It's a 100 and 200. That's the story over there. So I can't make the Chaluki of Shnayim Oichsim by Mone Shlishi. Because by Mone Shlishi, even if he's holding it for both of them, and it's not his headache to remember who has the Messiah and who has the money, but I can't say that Vatai 150 belongs to each one, since I know that it's a 100 and 200 Chalukah. So that's Shat the Gemara status. But Al Koponim, the Kash of the Gemara was, that it's also called Shneim Urzokim, since it's speaking about a Krach Echot, so Memele and the Nifkad is holding it Becheska Shneim. The Nifkad is holding it Becheska Shneim. So Memele, I assume that it's Shneim Urzokim. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara said, no, it's Enech Luki Yechele Yisemes or Lekach Yemun. Avotalis the ikal amema de tavayu, forget what I see and the possibility could very well be true. Yachloiku. So you say yachloiku. Vechein natoisvis. Again, sere yesod, natoisvis says to plow through the gemoras if this yesod works all over. V'chein shnayim adukim b'shtar d'medame l'kama l'masnisim. D'medame l'kama l'masnisim. Now, there's a very, very difficult Gemara. The Gemara is speaking there as follows. You had a shtar choiv. The shtar had said that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100. That's what it says in the shtar choiv. Fine. Now, we come to Bezdin. We have two people are holding the shtar. Shimon and Reuven are both holding the shtar. Now, what happened over here? So, Shimon, the Malve, says as follows. I lent him the money. I have the shtar. I lost the shtar. I passed by. I found the shtar. Baruch Hashem, I found the shtar. I picked it up. Then I said, the latest, he's picking up. He goes and grabs it also. It's my shtar. I lent him the money. And then it's my shtar. That's what Shimon says. The woman says, I paid up the money. He gave me back the shtar. Then I lost the shtar. Then I found the shtar. Then he goes and picks it up together with it. He grabs it for me. Fine. The Gemara says, oop. So Gemara compares this to Shnayim Reichs and Batalis. Now, here it's very modern. Here it's very modern. If the whole concept of Chalukah by Shnayim Reichs and Batalis is because Shnayim Mokzokim Bo Anatzadi, the Maida Tov as Haidi Deyus, two people are holding a talis. Seems it's Reuven's talis, it's Shimon's talis, it's both of their talis, they both picked it up together. Good, so there it's very good. It's within Chalukah is very good. Over here we have a very modern maisa to say it in Chalukah. The Malva says he lost the shtar was never paid up, so he owed me $100. Shimon says, that's what the Malva says. And Reuven says, I paid up, you gave me back the shtar and I lost, I don't owe you a penny. And both of them are holding it. Oh, Mother is Madama Tishnai Meirsen Metalis. It's very difficult to understand. So Taisus says, V'chein shnaim adukim b'shtar de medama l'kama l'maslisin, mishum de shnaim adukim boy, v'achluke yechayla li yisemes, te'efshe shepor lo yachatzi. V'monein dev sheyatza lo yachatzi achay shu b'yad chadeh. Now, so let us just try a little to understand what Taisus is saying. We have to understand one thing, is a Taisus later that says, in this chalukah of the shtar, there is a face value of the shtar and there's a market value of the shtar. That means as follows. That means you have a shtar and the shtar it says the Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. That's the face value of the shtar. The market value of this shtar is, let's say if Shimon would want to sell this shtar, let us say for practical purposes it's worth $50. That means a person will buy the shtar for $50. He has to go to the lawyer, to be goyver, they'll be successful, won't be successful. And here's a market value of $50. Taisvis, so, and Taisvis says, now what the Gemara says, he say Yachloiku is on the market value, not on the face value. So the Etzim, when these two people are holding the shtar, this is equivalent to two people are holding a commodity. That means the shtar is a commodity that could be sold. That means the malve has a commodity. Good, if the shtar is a shtar gaya that he lent him $100, but that is no shaykhus at all to shnayim oifim. It is a commodity that has a $50 market value. Now, if Shimon lost it, so there's a $50 market value for Shimon. If Reuven lost it, it's worthless. The shtar was paid off, is no. But you have two people holding a commodity, and mitzad Shimon's achize, it seems that Shimon has a bailus in it. Mitzad Reuven's achize, it seems that Reuven has a bailus. So if Reuven has a bailus, it's worthless. If Shimon has a bailus, it's $50. So Memela, I say that both are true. It's Reuven as a bailus, Shimon as a bailus. He paid half. He paid up half of the choy. Half of the choy was paid up. So the market value of this commodity is $25. So that's the dimyan to shnayim oichsim betalos. So let us just see what Taisa says. V'chein shnayim adukim b'shtar, the medame lekama lemaslisim mishum de shnayim adukim boy. Both are holding it, both are musokim, and it is possible that the market value of the shtar should be $25. It could be, even though no one is timing this. But But by a money, if someone wants to be makne, half of the money to the other one, no one will do such a thing, cause man it's biyada nitka. So there it's ein chaluki yecheli yisemes. So there I can't say bevadai, it's half is his and half is his. I could say such a thing.